I'm on the phone with Richard and Zavik from Virginia, who have a very interesting story to tell. Would you be kind enough to share with the listeners what the story was, what the situation was with your daughter when you first contacted me?
She was in a... Well, she hardly ever spoke to anyone. The only people she ever spoke with was myself, mother, and her dad, both of her grandparents, and her sister at the time. And at the beginning, though, I mean, she started doing this at the age of about four and a half. She just stopped talking to anyone else, so no one ever really heard her voice. We did try so many different things, and we did not succeed until we contacted you.
She's how old now?
She is 10 now.
10, okay. Now, she was not talking to most people. This is obviously selective mutism. What was going on in school with her?
In school, she didn't react to nobody. She only laughed when she was talked to or she listened to other classmates talking. She just laughed at, you know, if there was anything funny. But as far as talking to the teachers, that was a no. As far as talking to classmates, no one ever heard her voice. And that went on and on until the fourth grade. None of the teachers heard her voice. Until, mainly talking freely until she reached the fourth grade.
And what was going on with her socially?
Socially, she was just alone, basically, at the beginning. Because the kids didn't want to be with her because she was not talking back. So she was feeling left out at the beginning. But now, it's overwhelmingly, I mean, we're just so happy. I can't even describe it, how well she's doing.
That's fabulous. I'm going to get that in a minute. But I want to know also, at the beginning, when the selective mutism was going full force, how was that affecting you as parents?
As far as how she was...
You saw your daughter having these problems. What was going on for you? How was it affecting you?
It was very painful to see her going through that. I wanted to do anything possible to get her be free and comfortable, just to see her looking frustrated and getting, you know, like looking at me like she can't do it. As a mother, it was so hard for me to just to see her going through that. And whatever we just did not succeed at the time. It was hurtful.
Where is she at now? What's the current situation?
She's doing excellent. Excellent saying. She's very funny. She talks to all of her classmates now at school. She's very free with the family members, joking, laughing, talking out loud. I mean, as if she's a different person. As if I give a... When she started talking, I felt like I gave a birth to a whole new person.
Wow.
It was amazing to us. And, of course, when she did talk, we had no reaction of none toward her for her to see what was going on. But inside of us, we were just overwhelmed.
You know, it's an incredible story, and one of the things that you can do now to really help listeners, because so many most parents who have this problem with their child don't take any action. They hope that the child's going to grow out of the situation. Usually that doesn't happen. That's the biggest mistake that is made. You're in Virginia. I'm here in New York. I never met you. I never met your daughter. You've had such wonderful success, and I'd like you to talk a little bit about whatever comes to mind about what you did, what both of you learned how to do to resolve the situation.
One of the key for me was talking to her. Getting her feelings out was the main key for me, understanding what she was going through, which I never sat down and talked to her before. I did not understand that. But now, we continue doing that, and we see so much progress in her, and it helps me in life itself being more calm and understanding what she had gone through and helping me through as well.
So you learned how to extract the thoughts, the thinking, and the feelings from your daughter.
Exactly.
Okay.
Exactly.
Talk.
And that just helped me.
Say that again.
That helped me, my daily life as well, just to be honest with you. I don't know if that made any
sense. No. Describe that. I'm sure that what you say can be of benefit to many mothers who are listening.
Because I have a second daughter, so I know exactly now how to approach if they have in any type of situation, talking to them, making them understand, just doing things in life. It's normal things, obviously. It's just helping me to help them more for their future. So it's great. Just talk to them. That's what I say. Just understand them, talk to them, get their feelings out. It helps tremendously.
I think that's a wonderful place to end this interview. I thank you very much for sharing.